Hey everybody, welcome back to another show.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah. So how's it going?
It's going. You hit a. I know for you, you hit a big landmark in your project.
Yes. I cannot wait until we can show people. But it's not really up to us at the moment. It will be on our YouTube channel. We just don't know exactly when.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Japan project, for all intents and purposes, it's done. I mean, there's a few people are going to look at it.
It has to be approved, make sure there's nothing in there. I got to turn my volume up. All right. Hang on. I can fix that. Let me know if that's better. That should be better. It looks like maybe a little bit more. I need to go up. Here we go. Let's try that. That should be better. It has to get approved by people, in case they have any issues with anything in there. But I mean, I don't think it's going to be, there's nothing in there that is going to, they're going to be like, oh, we can't have that in there. Like that's not really the kind of content that we make.
So. it feels good to watch it, in this, essentially finished state. It just, it has a good vibe to it.
And it was in a situation.
I think we were both reinvigorated with our excitement over it.
Yes. I was working on it like little by little for like months and months, and I mean, I really like crammed a lot in these last 3 weeks, and I think that I was back and forth. I wasn't sure it was going to work until I got the official translation for the Japanese sound bites, and then I kind of realized like I might have something here.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it really came together like. Like really, like my enthusiasm and like how strongly I believed in it came together like really in the last week, I think, in terms of the script and the message and the content. So yep. So as soon as that, I mean, I'll get probably an idea of when we can show it, and at the very least we can announce what it is, and we can probably like have like a trailer or something like that, which I kind of want to put together. I don't think it's really spoiling anything that it's something that is going to be on our YouTube channel, but it's also going to be included with an upcoming game release, which is pretty neat to be able to do. So yeah, hopefully, maybe, who knows? Maybe we can even, like, reveal it, like, this week. Now that it's kind of, like, done.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. And then from my end, I'm like, basically done with the PSIO, SIO episode. And I don't really foresee that not releasing, tomorrow evening.
Yeah. It should be out tomorrow.
It's pretty much done.
Yeah. The good
just a couple little things.
I think in general the good news is that now that like the Japan project is basically done, that means that I can focus an equal amount of attention towards the channel as you have been. We can really get back and like hit a stride. Because really I mean, I've been working on this kind of like on and off and then very intensely like the last, we shot it in June.
Yeah. Well, and really since you've been working on it,
but not
almost
like...
since, I quit my job.
Right.
And you've had time to, you've sort of stepped away from it here and there to do a few episodes, like the controllers episode and the games we played in 2018. But Yeah, for the most part, we haven't really had this period where both of us were just going full steam on channel content. And
Right.
now we're finally about to do that.
Right.
So it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, and it's
So
I'm so excited to work on something else. You
yeah,
know, like
oh, I'm
I have so many
sure.
episodes that I want to do. I mean, that I'm almost like overwhelmed with things I want to do before like that I want to do first that I'm not exactly sure. I mean, there's like definitely two other documentaries that we've shot that, you know, those are things that were things we were, just happened to be in the place to shoot it, and we did. And those are things I'm going to be kind of working on as well. I'm excited to do those. I'm excited to edit documentary content that is in English
That'll
and
be a
build a
little
story.
change of pace.
Yeah, but I mean, I also like the thing I'm going to be working on this week, in addition to like looking at kind of those other documentaries, is I really want to. I'm doing an. I started recording stuff a long time ago for it, but I want to do the best way to play the original Phantasy Star series, which is something I think I talked about in the video that I did with Johnny Millennium a while back. So that is. I'm excited to get back into that because at the time I was like, man, I really want to work on this right now, but I knew that I couldn't. So, yeah, so we're going to play some Truxton tonight.
I about all I know about Truxton is that Classic Game Room loves it.
Yeah, you know, and Mark is not on the stream. Well, that Mark with a K is not on the stream. But you know, if anybody's on Twitter wants to tweet out that I am playing this, maybe he'll drop by in the chat, and you know, he can give me some tips.
I saw Jeff O was bemoaning me never playing Sega stuff on the stream. I play Sega stuff sometimes, don't I, on stream.
So I kind of made the decision based on what I read in the instruction manual that I was going to play on easy because it has unlimited continues, and maybe I would have a chance to beat it tonight, but we'll see. I mean, if it's like really easy, if I do beat it, then I'll just like try to on normal immediately after. But we'll see how it goes. Oh, right off the bat, using my bomb by accident.
That's something I know how to do
Yep.
in games.
Yeah,
Not this game in particular. So is this an arcade port? Okay, I mean I figured given the perspective here,
it's a Toaplan game.
I was just playing the Namco Museum version of Legend of the Valkyrie, which it has a similar screen layout to this in
Oh,
that
you're playing the one
version.
on the Namco Museum.
Namco 5, yeah.
Right.
Which has got that, it's got like your information on the right-hand side. I don't I assume I take it
It's a vertical
that
monitor
it's a
game.
vertical monitor game, but then I wonder where that information resides on the arcade version.
Probably just like the top or bottom. I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels a little more restrictive in terms of your viewing layout, at least on a being converted to a horizontal monitor compared to the PC Engine version. But it seemed like a nice version. I'd like to play more of it someday.
Yeah. I mean, that's the arcade version. Yeah, the PC Engine version is more of a like a port of a, you know, like it has more console specific stuff in it, I think. Oh. Okay, so I got there's green, red, and blue. Is anybody in the chat, what do they feel is the best weapon? I was kind of feeling the green.
Can you only hold on to one at a time?
Yeah. But the blue... Mm-hmm.
Toby Galvin likes blue. Joseph Fries likes green. SoftBank likes red.
So I am okay no matter what I take, I guess.
I mean, that's what some people think.
The blue, you know, is like the electricity. And that's kind of... That electricity is kind of like a typical, like, Toplin, like, look to it. Like a weapon that you tend to see in a lot of their games.
I like the fact that the screen can go just a little left and right. Yeah. Like, it kind of... Even though it's not doing any parallax scrolling, it almost creates... It almost feels like it's got, like, the sense of depth to it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes it feel like it's... Yeah, it's not as limiting, you know?
Yeah, even though you could have filled that whole space just by having the screen horizontal. But, you know, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, I think I picked up too many speed enhancements. Because I move, like, a little too fast here. I'm going to try the green for a bit. I'm not going to get that other speed. I feel like you can get in trouble with that. I mean, in the U.S., this was pretty close to a launch game. Like a launch window.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know much about the PC Engine version?
I do not. I don't know if it's considered better or worse. I'm sure that both have their fans.
Oh, I'm sure.
Got a one up. I think there's only 5 levels in this game too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think they're pretty long levels.
Derek Felska says, "Did you know the pilot's name in Truxton is Tom the Bomb?"
Yes, I did know that. I mean, it's right in the manual. I thought that was maybe a silly thing that they just made up for the U.S. release.
Uh-huh.
Because that sounds like something from the era.
Yeah. It does. But no?
I mean, if it's...
Or you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
It does sound like... The made-up lore that the American Office came up with.
Yeah, it's like a Rad Spencer type name. Unless that was.
I don't know. I mean, did he have another name in Japan? I mean, regardless of which office came up with that is very much the good and correct name.
Yeah. So I thought that was just like a boss, but it was not.
I mean, is it just seamless?
Right. Okay. So this is round 1, stage 2. All right. So okay. Here we go. We're gonna use the blue for a little bit. Yep. We're coming at you live from space from the International Space, Space Arcade.
International Space Arcade, what?
No, that's the classic game room where he's like...
Oh.
It's like what it's called, the International Space Arcade. I think that's what it was. It's been a little while, I miss him on YouTube. I mean, I've seen a bunch of his Amazon stuff. Oh, geez, look at this, I'm just getting crushed now.
Well, yeah, you've got, like...
Like, I wonder how far back...
Your gun looks terrible.
Well, it's not... I don't think it's that bad.
I mean, it's bad compared to what you had.
Yeah.
It's taking a lot of hits to get rid of those brown things.
I'm just getting a feel for it. I guess we're going to find out if I get sent all the way back to the end of the round with... If I use the continue. I was doing so good there for a while. What? I don't know. Like, I'm falling apart.
That's what happens to the shmups when you die.
overthinking it. Yes. Someone just in the chat saying they watched the Night Trap documentary on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've been slowly putting stuff on Prime, and I can actually really get back to it starting tomorrow now that this other documentary is kind of done. Okay. So there's a game over. So it's going to send me back to... Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. So it does not send me all the way back.
Oh, well, isn't this what you would have continued anyway?
Yes.
Like, even without a game over?
I don't know. I guess we find out. You know, I like I said, I'm not above playing on easy these days. Especially when it comes to live streams. Like I want to give the people.
You all finish it.
Yeah. And you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be easy.
Nah.
The problem is that these enemies come from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting torn apart. Okay.
What's the peas and skulls?
The P is, I think, is my power ups. I feel like my hitbox is really big in this.
That's not how it should be.
I just need to be more precise. But it's not like there's a crazy amount of bullets like flying everywhere at me. Yeah, P is my power up level. So I guess that's kind of like the thing. Like a lot of these things, when I kill them, they explode into bullets. So if I avoid doing that, maybe I'll be not so bad. Maybe I need to not destroy these things. So I was like reading some stuff. Like I saw some posts about Kingdom Hearts earlier today, like Kingdom Hearts 3. I did not realize that there is no Final Fantasy characters in that.
In the third one?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Really?
There's no Final Fantasy characters. Can anybody in the chat like confirm that? Not that it really matters to me.
I mean, I don't want any spoilers.
I mean, have Final Fantasy characters been out of the series for a little while now?
Don't think so.
Because now that people have been saying it, that any screenshots of other ones that I've seen, I don't feel like I've seen any like in those screenshots. In a long time.
I mean, they were definitely in, you know, 1 and 2, and in terms of like the, you know, Birth by Sleep and 3D and games like that,
yeah.
I can't remember, to tell you the truth. But it's like, that's kind of, I mean, they didn't
that
really...
That was a big part of it, you know? That was like a big part of the early games.
Yeah, I mean, it seems inconsistent for them to just like take that out of the universe, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the Final Fantasy characters never had their own like world, at least not that you could visit. What about Moogles? Okay. Del Keys says Kingdom Hearts 3 has Moogles.
Okay. So
Secret Mana has Moogles.
Yeah. That's more of a Square thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, Moogles are like shopkeepers and
I like that you can tell how close to dead these enemies. You have to shoot a whole bunch because they catch on fire.
Corey has tried the Mister. We actually streamed the Mister with Smoke Monster several weeks ago.
Yes, I mean, is that? Like,
I assume you're not really up to date.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't done anything with it in a while. I haven't had time. It's like we got a new member.
Yeah, Derek Felska, thank you very much.
There's a lot of videos for you to watch on the members only tab. Once you get pretty powered up, though, it's in a pretty good place. See, I'm still on the first level, and this is still round one, stage two.
These levels are not short, but at least it seems like. Oh, hey, what did we get?
It was just on the.
Became a sponsor.
Yes.
At least the levels are long, but the backgrounds and stuff seems to change a lot. Like that. From the very little bit I have played of Musha, like that was kind of the thing to me. I was like, it seems fine, but the levels just go on and on and on and on, and it's just like the same stuff forever.
Yeah,
you know?
it seems like it's changing.
More variety.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, not to poo-poo Musha, but it as a guy who's not huge into shmups, it didn't jump out at me from what I played enough to make it a priority.
Robo-Alest sometime. I assume that this is the boss.
Looks like it could be. Did the music change?
Yeah, but I mean, it's changed several times.
Well, that was pretty short.
No?
It's pretty crazy.
Those enemies coming from behind?
Yeah, that's...
Not cool.
It's kind of... Oh, man, are you before that blue boss thing?
I am.
Ugh.
I guess we'll see.
This game does seem pretty tough.
Yeah. I saw someone comment before we started the stream that they were wondering if we were playing this on the Mega SG, and we are not. I mean, I'm not ashamed of playing on easy, especially like, you know, for a shooter. Like, I want to.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I wonder if it goes all the way to the end.
I guess we'll
find out. One of those.
Yeah. See, that's tough right there. That is tough. I got
to
save a bomb.
You have to be like. Yeah, or you have to be prepared for it to, like, I don't know, like you could go, like, up and around, maybe, but then they come from all angles, so
yeah,
that might be
if you don't have enough
over
speed,
too.
And you might be in trouble. I'm going to save one bomb, though, for it.
What's the fan opinion on Gradius Gaiden?
I think people really like it, but I couldn't tell you exactly.
I was just curious. I tried it on the PSIO.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, yeah, because it never released in the U.S. So you probably tried, like, the Gradius, like, is it, like, the Deluxe or something like that? Deluxe Collection or something?
No, I didn't try that, actually. I tried Gradius Gaiden.
It's probably... I hear more people say a Gradius, but I've always said Gradius.
I have no idea what it is. I think I go back and forth.
Not going as well as I was expecting it to.
Well, Russell F. says he just wants to say he's been looking forward to our show all day. Big fan of your stuff. Great videos. So don't disappoint Russell F. with your Truxton skills here.
Well, I want Russell F. to know that I'm doing my best. And clearly, you know, a game like this is all about the repetition of, like, learning it. I'm not ashamed of being bad at it. All right, here we go. I'm not gonna let him get me this time. There we go. Man, please, no more. Give me another stage. I think I did it. Give me another checkpoint, please. That's all I ask.
Sandy, I don't know what you're barking at me for. All your toys are over there. You gotta bring them over.
It's round one, stage three. Oh, maybe. I wonder if it's just like round one, as in like loop one.
Oh, I mean, that's maybe so.
Can anybody confirm if that's what it is? Oh, yeah, I saw something on Twitter about that, like an AGDQ video on their YouTube, like, that didn't go good. Like, referenced us in the, like, a panel video that they.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was,
I mean,
it,
just like, just
kind of
like
about?
Skimming through it. It's just about like gaming setups and like streams, capture setups and stuff like that.
That's cool.
They used your the Earthbound example.
Which Earthbound example?
The Earthbound, like from like RGB 101, I think it was.
Oh, okay. So pretty ancient.
Is CGR like actually like is it like a big, like the affiliation with Amazon, is it just it goes beyond just posting on there? Is there more to it? Like, is he like supported by Amazon in some way? I mean, I've been putting our stuff on Amazon Prime, but that's just like, because I really feel like it hits like a different audience. There's definitely still a subset of people out there that think that YouTube is just like cat videos and people getting hurt videos and stuff. And if you're on Amazon Prime, that must mean that you're real good. But when the truth is that a lot of it's just the exact same stuff, really.
Yeah, you. It's
there's a higher bar of like having to
there's more effort involved.
Yeah, in it's really just because everything has to be,
but it's
subtitled.
Still a pretty low bar though.
Yeah, but people come up,
I mean, there is, you can, I have been down some Amazon rabbit holes. I mean, there's like, it's fascinating sometimes, like the, I mean, you can find these like directors that are just making like, you know, not too amazing, you know, student film quality type stuff. And you know, is you just like click on their name and they've got like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you click on ours, it's there's a bunch of stuff now.
I have actually never looked at our Amazon.
Well, I'd like to make a new banner. Like, I feel like our YouTube banner doesn't like work very well on there, because the way that the logo works is it makes it really tiny.
I don't know if we need to be on there either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think next time we get together, we should definitely shoot some new promo stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another new member, it looks like.
Oh. Joseph Fries, thank you very much.
Yeah. And you too have a whole bunch of videos that you can check out on the members, the community tab.
Yeah. I did just like a quick unboxing video of the Ukulele Switch Special Edition, which, you know, was like a very low effort thing, but some people said, oh, I really liked that.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little bit shorter. I was trying to get the Japan thing done, and that's why, like, I didn't do anything this week.
Yeah. We were trying to get you involved and have a part in this week's video log, but it just didn't.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get the PSIO stuff done.
Yeah, but. And I think it's fine. I mean, I think that's, man, these guys coming from behind is, like, kryptonite in this game. It's like, it's very difficult. I'm just like not prepared for it.
Yeah, that's mean. I mean, they should give you like a warning when that's gonna happen, you know? Like in racing games when there's like that arrow that tells you there's a car behind you.
Yeah.
So, what's the story behind Truckstone? I mean, what are you fighting?
I don't know, just like probably some alien race who's like wants to destroy everything. I mean, that's how these things always go, right?
I mean, I don't know. It's not always an alien race.
This looks like an alien race, though, this time.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, the PSIO, you've been doing, like, kind of, like, a lot of, like, testing in terms of, like, load times and stuff like that. And
yeah, that's been the most interesting part of it for me, actually.
Yeah.
I think, I am not, like, a big, like, I don't care that much about load times. But that's probably been the most interesting aspect of the video for me. There's actually a fair bit of time dedicated to it. I sort of look at it from several different angles, you know.
Man.
There's examples showing like pre-rendered background transition speed. There's examples showing like a longer sort of load with like, you know, the loading meter and another semi-longer load. I've got Final Fantasy VI versus Super Nintendo.
it's just interesting because especially those, especially VI and like Chrono Trigger were kind of known for having like game ruining load times essentially. On the PS4.
I mean, I played through every single one of those Super Nintendo ports. I mean, I had previously, with the exception of Final Fantasy V, I had previously played all of them on Super Nintendo, but I've got clear data for 4, 5, 6, and Chrono Trigger on PlayStation.
Really?
Well, I don't think I've got clear data for 4 anymore, but I did beat it. 4 is like way quicker than the others, though. Like, it doesn't really have major load time issues.
Yeah, and that was kind of the last one to come out. I mean, like, in the U.S.
that was... It was... In the U.S. it was, but I think it was the first to come out in Japan. Like, they were all released individually in Japan.
Right.
I don't think they were released, like... I mean, maybe they might have been in a boxed collection or something at some point, I think. I think they might have been, actually. I've actually got, I mean, it was just given to me. I've got, like, a standalone Japanese PS1 Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's just got, like, the white cover with the characters on it, you know?
Right.
So, pretty classic.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, come on. Just as soon as I get powered up.
I don't even see what hit you.
I didn't either, really. I gotta stay away from shooting these things, because every time I destroy those things on the outside, those glass things, then that's when I get explode and shoot 3 bullets at me. Oh, Scoot Diggy tries to play through Resident Evil. I'm sure you're excited to be getting back to that too after finishing this.
Yeah, once I finish the, I mean, definitely like Tuesday night, like I'm starting up Claire's game, because I beat Leon's. So yeah, that's my top gaming priority right now.
Yeah. I don't know what I got. I mean, I have a couple of things I started.
Once I beat Claire's game of Resident Evil 2, you know, my next priority then, I guess, is probably finishing the Dragon Quest XI post game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to play that too, just in general. Where did you end up ranking that?
I would probably, I think my top three are still 8, then 4, then 3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably after that. So it's probably like 4th-ish.
Do you just feel like the story was kind of lacking comparatively, or the character's not as good? Or what did you feel like it was missing?
Honestly, this... This might sound kind of weird, like, because I think for most people this is a plus,
mm-hmm.
but the main thing that bothered me was the way that the visible encounters were handled. I am kind of a random encounters defender.
Mm-hmm.
I like random encounters because I feel they are, you know, an RPG is very much a representative thing. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, we've got like big budget RPGs that have, you know, lots of high tech animations and stuff, but for the most part, I mean, you know, you think about RPGs, you're entering commands, and you know, a lot of especially earlier RPGs, you don't actually see the characters make contact and stuff like that. You know, the party members go inside the main party member, you know, everything yeah. is very representative, and I feel like random encounters are a good representation of the, you know, trials and tribulations that you would encounter on your adventure. And I always felt that the world in Dragon Quest felt dangerous. Like, there was always, like, when you leave town, there's always this kind of like, well, you know, man, I gotta, you know, make this big journey from here to here, you know. I mean, I might have to turn back around and go to back to the inn, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
buy more herbs, or, you know, buy better equipment or something. It was always, you know, the world in 11 did not feel dangerous. There's just all these enemies wandering about, and they are extraordinarily easy to avoid. Like, the only reason that I ever got into an encounter with a normal enemy was just, like, because I was like, well, I haven't fought that enemy before. It was very contrived. Like, I was never, like, I never felt forced into fighting an enemy. Which, I mean, I feel like it's to some extent how it should be. Like, it's an obstacle for you to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And, It was very contrived. Like, the main reason I was encountering enemies was like, well, I should probably get experience, or maybe they'll drop some crafting items or something.
Right. So did it have, you know, grinding has always been a big part of Dragon Quest. Was there any, like, need to really grind in this one?
No. I mean, I avoided enemies, like, regular enemies, like, most of the time. Like, I would... I mean, I got into battles here and there, mostly just because I was like, whatever, I'll fight an enemy here. No, I mean, for the most part, it was, I avoided enemies for the most part, and I didn't have a lot of trouble. I mean, bosses did get difficult. I died once on the final boss, and I came pretty close to doing it a second time. Mm-hmm. So it was not devoid of challenge, but I mean, you could beat the game without overdoing it on.
Like, I always felt that Dragon Quest, like, was fairly challenging, or it could be.
Yeah, this one skewed, I think, a little bit on the easy side, but the bosses did get, you know, somewhat difficult, at least without, if you didn't overgrind anyway. Mm-hmm.
I'm still excited to play it. Like, I want to play it sooner.
I mean, I think you might like how the random encounter system works. It's just, like, for me, like, a big part of Dragon Quest is feeling like, you know, wandering the world is dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And it did not feel that way. So that aspect was missing. But otherwise, everything was good. I mean, you know, the story was pretty good. You know, for Dragon Quest, I mean, it doesn't, you know, always have, like, you know, some crazy story. Actually, I mean, with the post game, is where some interesting developments are happening with the story. The cast of characters is pretty good.
Come on. Just keep on making the same mistakes over and over again.
I mean, I'm really partial to the cast in 8. But, yeah, you know, there are more characters in 11, and I did grow attached to them. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly when I think of Dragon Quest games that had, like, other Dragon Quest games that had larger casts, like 6, like, I did not care about...
I couldn't tell you anything about any of the... I liked 6, but I can't tell you anything about any of the
casts. I remember 6 being fine, but, like, it was just so forgettable to me. But yeah, I think most people probably prefer the way that Dragon Quest XI handles encounters, but for me, it felt like something was a little missing.
Well,
just in terms of, you know,
still good.
The world.
So.
Oh yeah, it's still very good. It's still very good.
Some of these checkpoints are, like, really interestingly difficult. Like, sometimes you are surprised, but other times it'll put you... Yeah, you know, you fight, like, kind of a mid-boss, and then you have to go through a gauntlet right afterwards if you don't make it through there.
I think the music is a little lacking compared to...
Well, that was... I think that was pretty much, like, the general consensus is that the music was...
Yeah,
really
I've seen complaints about that. I mean, the fact that it's synthesized doesn't necessarily bother me too much. I mean, it's disappointing.
Right.
You know, when we got the Orchestral 8, but yeah, the original, like, I mean, Dragon Quest has never had a ton of variety in its soundtrack.
Right.
But, like, it just really needs a few extra tracks, and you're just hearing the same stuff over and over again, and it's not that good compared to a lot of other Dragon Quest stuff, I think.
That's too bad. I mean...
But overall, it is really good. I think it has the coolest final boss since 4.
And that's, I think, jeez. This thing, it's not like they're even like all that hard, I don't think. There's just so many coming in. Yeah, it's very intense. I think I have an unpopular opinion that I probably spent the most time with 9, and I maybe like 9.
Well, it was your first.
Yeah, it was kind of my first one that I spent a lot of time with.
I mean, 9
granted, after I played 9, I played 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, and 8, like within a year of that.
Really? Wow.
Basically, yeah. I mean, maybe it was 2 years, but you know, I played a lot. And the only ones that I've never played through are 3 and 7.
Oh, you've never played 3?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I mean 9 is kind of based on 3 in a sense.
With the like the
build your own party and stuff.
Yeah.
3 is really good.
I know. I need to play it. I could play like a fan translation of the Super Famicom version.
Yeah. I think one other thing with 11 that held it down just a little bit for me was I had this really cool idea for what would happen in the second half of the game, and it didn't happen.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, I think I know what's going to happen, and it didn't.
That's a bummer.
Like, do you ever, like, have this theory about what's going to happen in an RPG story, and then it's like, not as cool as what you had in your head?
Please don't send me back and do that all over again.
I mean, normally I don't think too hard about it.
The what?
Normally I don't think too hard about what's going to happen next. Like, I just like kind of,
but
you
thought you knew and you thought it was going to be
like, I was like, it would have been so cool. But I still like what happened in the second half of the game. Cool things happen, some cool character development that I wasn't necessarily expecting and stuff like that. So it's a really neat stuff, actually. But it still wasn't this cool thing I had in my head.
Let's see if I can survive this time. These things that fly at you so quick make me really nervous. Holy mackerel. Come on. Please don't send me all the way back. Come on. It is brutal. It's just that gauntlet right afterwards.
Well, we're pretty sure that round one is like a loop at this point. I mean, it has to be.
Yeah. I mean, if it's already like kind of this, it's kind of embarrassing. But I mean, in terms of like Dragon Quest, you know, I'd always heard so much about 7 that like makes me nervous to really spend time with it, because I know.
Yeah, I mean, people say that the 3DS version is good, but like I would definitely be more inclined to play it if it was, you know, on another system than 3DS. But apparently, it's a lot better.
Well, that's probably the way that I will play it. I mean, I played a lot of them as portables. Because, yeah. Like, I mean, I was able to do that because that's when I lived in New York, and I was able to do it on my commute each day. And that was, like, such a great time to, like, work on, like, grinding and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, those... Oh, I think I got a checkpoint. Oh, we got a donation, looks like.
Ooh. $2 from Mitch B. What's your most overrated RPG? Mine is Mother 3. So what RPG do we think is the most overrated, or which RPG do we overrate the most? most overrated RPG.
Like an RPG that is just like, that
everyone loves, but it's just like, I cannot get into it.
I think the Grandia 2 might be on that list for me.
I think you need to revisit that game. You talk about being this like dark and serious thing, and it's really not.
Well, compared to the first.
Yeah, but I mean, the first is better. But yeah. For me, I feel like I could come up with a better example than this, but I don't really like the Mario and Luigi games very much. They're kind of funny, although I feel like their sense of humor like kind of wears thin mm-hmm. by the end of the game. But I don't know. Like, I just don't really enjoy the gameplay in those very much.
Wild Arms 2 definitely fits in there for me.
I mean, do you think it's really overrated, though?
People really like it. But the translation is...
I mean, I have heard some people praise it, but I don't know if any Wild Arms game is quite popular enough to be considered overrated, though.
Yeah.
A
lot of people really like Breath of Fire 3, and you know, I've tried it several times, and I just haven't been able to get into it. But I feel like if I give it another shot, now
I like what I've seen of Breath of Fire 3.
I don't like the jazzy music in it.
it's got a good vibe to me. I like the opening scene in it. I think it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know what the general consensus is on 2. That's another one like I couldn't get into. And a lot of people think that the first one is not very good. And I really like the first Breath of Fire.
Those games are... those games are kind of on my mind lately. Like, I definitely want to play them. Impossible in the chat just cannot believe I don't like the Mario and Luigi games. But I played the first three, and like, I just don't care anymore.
You got your fill.
Yeah.
I have the first one, but I've never played it. I mean, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I can definitely come up with a more direct answer of an RPG that I think is that I think is overrated. Like, this isn't really an RPG, but I don't like saying that I think it's overrated. But, because I like the vibe that the game gives off, but I just don't enjoy playing it as Illusion of Gaia.
Oh, we got another donation, it looks like.
I know you love that one a lot.
I like Illusion of Gaia a lot. What's the donation?
James Style, $1.99. Love your channel.
Thank you. Hopefully there'll be a lot more content very soon that we can do it more regularly. Like, this is just like something I feel have felt like so guilty about. You know, I hate that feeling of not being able to release videos as fast as we'd like to.
Oh, you know, another game, I don't know if this would be overrated necessarily, but I hated Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of right there with you. Like, I mean, I think we talked about this. This is like before before we started the channel? Like, we like really
I think so.
Talked a lot about how I just hated the battle system so much.
Oh yeah. Like, I the game's art was great. The music was great. I was interested enough in the story. It just had a really good vibe to it. But the battle system was the worst thing ever. It was so terrible. Like, I just... It was like... It had these, like, turn-based and real-time elements that just did not mesh.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I mean, it looked great. I've heard that the second one is a lot better.
Yeah.
And the second one's like $20 most places now. Oh, we got another donation.
Whoa. Craig Wan, $5. Sending love all the way from San Diego. You guys are my main go-to channel for anything retro gaming. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. San Diego. Never been to San Diego. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
That's another thing. Like, we have these documentaries shot, and, like, I really am excited to release them all so that we can, like, move on to some of the other ideas that we have.
My chat hasn't updated in a bit. I'm going to reload the page. Oh, I think I logged out or something. Actually, to be honest, I don't, I don't like level 5 that much in general. Like, I want to. Like, I mean, Dragon Quest VIII is one of my favorite games of all time, but, I mean, they were just developing a Dragon Quest game, you know? I mean, Dragon Quest is Dragon Quest.
I think you need to play Dark Cloud 2, at least.
I think so, too. I played a few hours into it, like, years and years ago. Then I sold it, and then a few years ago I got it again, because I do think I would like it. Like, at the time, like, I was just, like, staunchly anti-randomized dungeon. And I still prefer, like, designed
dungeons. I agree. But there's such a small part of it.
I'm a little softer on it than I was then.
But, I hate randomized dungeons, too. But these kind of didn't feel like it. Or they felt a lot more accessible than... Mm-hmm.
I think at the time, like, my logic was, well... The combat isn't as good as Zelda, and the dungeons are randomized, so, you know, I kind of gave up on it.
Yeah.
Well, without looking for anything else.
You were really pushing hard to beat your backlog then, too. And it's like, if something's not going to, like, rope you in, or, like, right at the start, then it's like, you talk yourself out of, like, wanting to keep it around.
Right, that was early in that backlogging phase, and I did talk myself out of that.
This game is
but you know, like another game of level 5s that I did not like, I beat it, but I kind of didn't like it. Was Rogue Galaxy?
I have that. I've not played it. I got that when Circuit City was going out of business.
Yeah, I mean, when I've you know sort of played a little bit of the PS2 classics on PS4 just for recording footage, and it kind of reminds me like, whew, I did not like that game. I beat it.
And you know, like I've said it before. Kind of a sucker for games with like air pirates in it, and it's like our space.
Oh
pirates.
Yeah, I would. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that's kind of like a trope that I enjoy, and I think it's because.
Oh yeah.
I don't really remember too much about it, but like as a kid growing up, I really liked this movie called Ice Pirates, you know, like a space pirate movie.
Mm-hmm. There was a question in the chat. What's your asking the people, not us? What's your favorite MLEG episode? He said PS2 for me. All the tech info. Try being real about 480i, John Cameo. Someone else says the retro tank. My favorite that I have edited might be the Tom DuBois Konami illustration episode that, mm-hmm. you know, has not had as many views as I had hoped it would, although it's been slightly on the uptick the past couple of days.
It's like getting crushed. Yeah, it seems like it's getting a little bit more interest lately. But I mean, I always thought you had the most fun like making the Game Boy episode.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, yes. I mean, I somehow was able to maintain this level of optimism throughout making it, which, I mean...
It never became like, I'm just ready to be done with this.
Right. I mean, at the very, very end, it did. But it was just like, there was just always something interesting to do on it. Like, it was always like, I wasn't dwelling on any one thing that long. I was just kind of like, all right, I've edited this section, and I'm moving on to this next device, this next Game Boy, this next way to play.
I'm just like getting crushed here. For people that are really good at this, I'm impressed. I'm glad that it's a little bit more forgiving than these types of games usually are.
There was a dog hair like on my tongue for people who were wondering about the weird faces I was making. Don't get your dog hairs on me, see.
It's funny, there's a the Japan project, there is a shot you sent me of a Genesis 2.
Oh yeah.
And you're like,
it had dog hair on it.
Yeah, and I was like, he's like, oh, I had that shot in there for a minute and I sent it. I sent you like an earlier cut, and then you like I removed it, and you're like, "Oh, you got rid of the shot with the dog hair on it."
I don't think I pointed it out at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it on there. I'm like, "Oh, I can't have that." I think that this game, like, a big thing is like using bombs. Like they give you enough bombs to encourage like heavy use of it.
Yeah, I would struggle with that a little bit because I conserve too much.
Well, I generally like to, but man, there's...
I definitely, especially in RPGs, I very much have a, you know, oh, I might need it on the final boss sort of mentality.
Are you the kind of person that, you know, you get those, you get those permanent stat upgrade like power-ups in some games, like Dragon Quest, like they have like, it has like the seeds.
And you yeah.
I like always use them on the main character.
I used to, but now I think more about like, okay, which character could benefit from this, but I only give them to characters that I'm really confident or I want in my main party. So like, if like, you know, if I get like a magic seed and I'm not really sure like who's going to be my main magic person, mm-hmm. like I might hold on to it for a while, but I definitely used to be like always give it to the main character kind of guy. Like,
yeah,
Chrono Trigger has those, right? And I think I always give them to Chrono. I think Chrono Trigger has something.
This game is tough. I'm like dreading the final boss. I don't have another still feed situation here. Like, I'm just like, sometimes I just get hit by stuff. I don't even know where the bullet's coming from. I've never gotten so far as I could power up so much that I have like options and stuff.
I was recording a little Einhander. I like that game quite a lot. I mean, I'm not a big shmup guy, but that's an interesting game to me. What is it saying?
I'm pretty glad. Like, I'm relieved that Mark Bustle is not here, because he'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Let me get some more water.
I'm not even sure if he's like even familiar with our channel at all. Jeez, that's like, I don't know how you crowd control that correctly. Did it just like send me back? I don't know. This is rough. I panic every time. There's like just no way you can even get out of the way of all that stuff.
You know, I was, people were talking about sort of squares, side games. I was playing some Air Geist on the PSIO, and a friend of mine had that, and I think my cousin's husband had that, and I remember playing it mostly because I wanted to see, like, the characters ending FMVs. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I remember nothing about it because I did not at all remember it being this like fast-paced, like free movement sort of fighting game. I just did not remember that at all. But I definitely played through the game as like at least a couple of characters just because I wanted to see the FMVs back in the day. But like, I really kind of want it now. I never thought Air Geist was a particularly popular game, but like
it's kind of expensive now, isn't it?
I don't think it's super expensive.
It's like a completely 480i game too, I think.
Yeah.
Always handy to have around.
Yeah, 480i, 60 frames per second. I mean, I thought it was like really fun. Like, I'm not a big fighting game guy, so like, the fact that it did not feel like a traditional fighting game was a big plus for me.
Right. Someone in the chat said that this game is eating my lunch. And, you know, they're not wrong. Well, but, you know, exactly, like, I'm inching further and further ahead.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun. You know, I'd be curious to hear feelings on the Saga Frontier games in the chat, because I was I played a few minutes of the first Saga Frontier on the PSIO, and I thought it kind of had a cool look and feel to it. Like, I was intrigued. I've always heard those games are pretty divisive, but it seemed interesting to me.
The second one has a really cool look to it as well.
Does it have like sort of a more of a hand drawn or painted sort of look?
Yeah.
Now, I know the remake of the first Saga on PS2 has like this awful, awful art style that just like makes me want to puke.
That's not something you really complain about too often, is like the art style in a game. But
I'm not like so turned off by it that like I don't want to play it. Well, I guess. I mean, maybe sometimes, but like something about like the exact body proportion of size of head to body and the look of the faces just disgusts me.
I
I know that the Saga series in general is kind of considered weird. Like, I think in terms of like level or character progression or something like that. Although I don't know the specifics. I mean, I think it varies from game to game. The only one that I have played is Final Fantasy Legend.
Again, man. Died in that which
did kind of have a weird thing where, like, each type of character that you could play as had a different way of leveling up.
Right. Something like that. But I couldn't tell you too much beyond that. I know that my brother had it and liked it enough to play all the way through it. I never said this was going to be a smooth ride. It has a very interesting checkpoint progression. If you die in the same checkpoint, if you die really quickly at a checkpoint, it'll send you back to the previous one.
Ooh.
You know, in a way to be like, maybe...
I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, in a way that might be...
I like the spirit of that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, all right, if you're having trouble here, like, maybe you need to back up a little bit.
Well, yeah, and that also gives you a chance to maybe build a little bit more.
Right. Get in a groove. For sure. Problem is, like, now I get here and I've used up my bombs again. When I need them.
Another game I was trying just before the stream was Thousand Arms, which kind of has a interesting art style.
I have that, and I, you know, I got it when it came out, but I recently, rebought it a couple years ago, and it's something. It definitely has its fans. It's kind of, I always like the typical like anime intro song that plays during the intro, and it was kind of, it has like a whole like dating aspect to it as well.
Right, I was reading about it on Wikipedia. I didn't really know much about how it plays, but it's got like a, like the art style is. It's got like these sort of flat shaded characters, but they're kind of, it's kind of a unique style. Like the close up character shots are like pretty standard sort of 90s anime look, but like the character, I guess you would say sprites kind of.
Enemies that you don't think are going to shoot will like suddenly shoot.
It's just an interesting look. I'm kind of a sucker for games that use 3D world with sprites. Like, not always. Like, sometimes it just doesn't look that cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to forgive some scaling weirdness if I don't even really know how to describe what I like about it. It's just, I don't know. There's just something about it that just, I don't know. It just appeals to me. I thought Kudelka seemed pretty cool from just playing it.
Tecmo game, isn't it?
I think Atlas published it, but I'm not sure who made it.
For some reason.
It's got like...
It's definitely an Atlas game.
It's got pretty decent voice acting, like some cool pre-rendered backgrounds, like kind of, it's kind of a good looking game, but it's also expensive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it seemed pretty good. I'm trying to think, what are some other things that I've played that kind of surprised me? Uh,
gosh. It's like with the blue lasers, it's very hard to see where the enemy bullets are.
I tried Kingsfield 2, which was a very ugly game, but I was also still kind of intrigued by its aesthetic at the same time.
That's a From Software game, right?
Yeah, the Kingsfield games are, I guess, kind of loosely considered precursors to the Souls games. I mean, they're first person, but... But I don't know exactly what elements. There was like this just like house, like in this field I was walking around, and I just like opened up the door and like there was no load screen. I just like walked into the house and there was this lady like cleaning like a countertop or something in there. And she had just like no face at all. It was not a pretty game, but it was interesting.
It's like so hard to see those bullets when you have this.
This is the Genesis version. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to try out Jackie Chan's Stuntmaster.
Because it did not work, right?
It didn't work. It loaded the legal text and nothing else.
Oh, Jackie.
So far, the games that I have tested that had any problems were... Jackie Chan Stuntmaster, couldn't play it at all. Busted Move 4, the music was screwed up. Now, that's not to say that, you know, it's possible I was doing something wrong. You know, and they may be able to fix it, or, you know, I don't know.
The enemies coming up behind you is pretty...
Yeah, it's definitely pretty obnoxious.
It adds a whole memorization aspect to it. Which is, it's fine. I mean, that's what shooters do.
Yeah.
But. It's obnoxious. Is this gonna be the last boss? I mean, it looks like it could be. It's a giant face on a spaceship, so maybe.
You know what I just recorded a little bit of shortly before the stream was PS1 Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, I mean, that feels like it holds up pretty good. Like, it seems pretty neat.
Yeah, that's I think it's Neversoft did that one.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I remember a friend of mine bought it, I think, day one. And I remember seeing the beginning of the game, and I remember it was pretty well liked. But I'm impressed that it seems to hold up.
Oh, like did I do it?
Really? Was that it?
You have won, and Daguruva is defeated. You may have escaped, but I'll get you next time.
Oh, he told you.
I didn't even die in the last boss.
Yeah, that seemed too easy.
Oh, round two. Here we go. Let's do it again.
Now, let me know if it's any harder.
Well, it still says easy up there.
Yeah, we're definitely excited for the Mega SG.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, Sandy.
I mean, you can definitely expect a video from us on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wonder, I mean, it has cartridge adapters for, like, everything, right?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be ready from day one. I don't know if they're going to be ready day one or not. I assume that they are.
I've kind of assumed so. I was not looking. I was looking at the chat. But yeah, I mean, that might end up becoming my main game gear, I guess, possibly.
Yeah, I think that's going to be, I mean, it could be for me as well.
Because I, I've been meaning to get, I still would like a modded,
Modded game gear. Well, I think you still need to get one. I mean, you need to get one with Tim's mod in it anyways.
Yeah, that's true. You're
going to need one for a video.
But for now, it might suffice as a Game Gear for me. Because I've got maybe 4 or 5 Game Gear games.
Yeah, it might be a fun stream sometimes for you to play, like, the Castle of Illusion Game Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Master System.
It was at one of my local shops several months ago. I don't know why I didn't get it. I should have got it.
I know that We Buy Games had one, so I mean, they still have it.
Oh, yeah?
When you're here sometimes.
I don't think it's expensive.
No, it's like $50.
50?
Yeah.
Wait. Master System or Game Gear?
Oh, Game Gear is cheaper, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean it's the same ROM. You can play it at full screen, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I was planning to get the Game Gear one just because it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of having Game Gear games. I mean. Of all the Game Gear games I've bought, like, the only one that isn't a Disney game is Ninja Gaiden. Like, I've definitely got a fascination with Sega's Disney games.
Yeah, well, they're all good, basically.
Yeah, I mean, World of Illusion was kind of just okay.
Do you have Lucky Dime Caper, Donald?
Huh?
Do you have, like, the Donald Duck game on the Game Gear?
There's two of them. I've got both. I've got both of those.
That might be a fun stream sometime too.
I think I bought Land of Illusion.
Yeah, I got that one in Japan. I got the Japanese version of it.
I think I bought Land of Illusion. I haven't added any of these to my backlogger yet because I don't have a system to play them on. So, they're sitting upstairs.
Does the chat want me to move on to something else instead of watching me die over and over again on this?
Yeah, I mean, you may as well.
I'll pick another.
You did what you set out to do.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll pick something else, Genesis.
I feel like there's another Donald Duck Sega game, but I'm not sure if it's one of... I think there was a game like released in PAL regions. I'm not thinking of Quackshot. I'm thinking of something that was like a Master System, but I don't know if the Master System version of one of those Game Gear games. Quackshot's very good. I liked Quackshot a lot. I played that last year, maybe? Well, not last year. I think the year before. Sandy is a Shetland sheepdog, or Sheltie, as people normally call them. And she can make an appearance next time she comes over here. She's wringing the life out of a toy moose right now. Is that a good moose? Oh, you having fun? Yeah. think you want to chase the moose again? Ugh, there's slobber all over the moose.
I'm not playing the game, Jamie. I'm just using it as a pass through.
Oh.
It's not gonna work. Let's see if it's gonna work.
Is it a Japanese cartridge?
It is. Hang on, I've got to reboot. Hang on.
That'll be a nice thing for the Mega SG for you, is you won't have to fuss with anything to play Japanese games. Ah, Thunder Force 3.
All right.
I don't know anything about like what Thunder Force games are considered good, because I feel like I hear you and someone else talk all the time about this was, people say this was the best, but this was my favorite, and then this one's apparently not supposed to be very good. I this is a series I know almost nothing about.
It's hard to say which one is considered the best. I mean, I played all of them except for obviously the first one, but I haven't finished any of them, so I couldn't tell you. We'll see how it goes. Probably embarrass myself at this one too. I think it's
sort of a bland background.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
I mean, it's like the same stuff in the background that's in the foreground.
Yeah. I've heard that this one is like not that hard, really.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something I could put some time into. I've not finished any of them, but I have 1, 2 and one. I have 2, 3, and 4, and I have the Super NES game as well, which is here is called like Thunder Spirits, I think. The fourth one though is a like one of the best looking Genesis games. I've used that a lot. It's the one that has, you know, the water level where there's just like a lot of like so many layers of parallax. Mm. But I got this
rowdy tonight.
I got this cartridge in Japan. A little bit cheaper than buying a US version. I wonder if this one has unlimited continues as well. I have 5 as well. I have the PS1 version of 5. I almost got 6 when I was in Japan, but 6 is not considered very good.
Sandy is a girl and she's like a year and 4 or 5 months old.
So I always remember like this level being showing up in a lot of screenshots and stuff, just as being a very impressive looking level, like early on in the Genesis life. You'll see here the background, the psychedelic background.
Oh. It's kind of distracting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty neat, though, nonetheless.
It's neat. Where's your moose? You left it over there. Better go get your moose.
You think after I just, like,
I'm not going to get your moose. You get your moose.
butt kicked by Truxton.
You want to chase his bunny instead?
Staying away from shooters for a little bit. But I bet this is something, you know, just probably do pretty, like, if I just played a couple of runs a day, I could probably get pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, I think that Joe says that this one is, like, the easiest one. But, I mean, I think he's just played it a lot. Probably has it.
That's very possible.
You can probably give me some tips. But, you know, it's kind of fun to have kind of a shooter night.
Yeah.
Stream. Ooh, there's an extra life down here. Grab that.
Suddenly have the urge for an Echo the Dolphin shmup. I mean, that sounds like a more straightforward game than what Echo the Dolphin seems to be, based on what I've played of Echo.
Yeah.
It's...
Echo gets, like, it gets really weird towards the end.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a ton about it, but it does... It's interesting.
Did I beat a level? I did.
What?
I go after the kingfish. Now underwater. Sandy's going nuts.
Yeah, she's wearing out this bunny over here.
I wonder if there's more levels in addition to... Oh, there's an extra life. No, it's on, like, that main screen.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, like, a final level after.
Yeah, probably.
That. I mean, it's nice that you could just, like, practice these levels one at a time.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, once you've got one down, you don't need to choose it as your first one.
Right.
Need me to throw the bunny again?
So, any other PS1 games you discovered just by?
Let me bring up my.
Did you fill up your SD card?
It's basically full. Yeah, I mean. I think my card could hold like 200 some discs, but of course a lot of things I have in are multi-discs, so I think I've got some like 160 some games on it. Let me peruse my timeline, see if I discovered anything interesting. I mean, there's Spider-Man.
I mean, maybe the chat would know of some like good fan translations that you, because you were talking
about. Well, I mean, there's just not a lot on PS1. I mean, the problem is gained accessibility to, you know,
right,
the games. I know what the fan translations are, but oh, let's see what we got. I discovered, or not necessarily discovered, but. You know, that I'd never tried before, or maybe hadn't played in a long time. I mean, you know, all the Crash games seem fun. I've only got the first one. I played one.
The first one? Oh, one.
One.
Yes, yeah, so the one I talked about that I made a mistake. Isn't that how it opens? Like, it's like that's the whole setup of the game.
Yeah, like well the
it's like the best setup for a game.
I didn't play beyond the opening bit of gameplay, but it almost seems like an endless runner. Like what is it?
Yeah,
I don't even know what kind of game it is really. Like because the gameplay, you're just like running down this like long bridge or something.
Well, it's like a running gun, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't quite figure it out.
I mean, that's isn't that how it opens though, right? Where it's just like I made a mistake.
It's like, yeah.
It's like the best. I mean, if you're gonna like have a non-story in a game and a shooter like that, just like give it something like ridiculous like that.
Yeah. I've got this clip of Alundra 2 in here, which for the record seems like not a very good game, but like I do this, I feel like I like kind of dash towards this guy and do this like this like Shinobi 3-esque like slash guy. It looks kind of cool, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of what game for that. It comes immediately after an Alundra 1 clip, so. got. I think this was Ridge Racer Revolution? I couldn't figure out how to drift in it. Can you not drift in the earliest Ridge Racer games?
You should be able to. It's different, though. I couldn't figure it out. You get like hit like the gas twice or something like that.
Well, that's how I'm used to drifting in Ridge Racer games. But it's been a long time since I played the original Ridge Racer, and I don't think I realized you could drift in it at the time. I've played like the PSP and DS and a couple others.
Let's
see. Saga Frontier. I thought that seemed interesting. Got Blasto in here.
Yeah.
Just because. There's a lot of like, there's some dumb games in here. Just because why not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Croc seemed kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that seems like a game that you'd like.
Yeah, like I never hear it in the same breath as, Spyro or Crash, but, you know, he clearly tried to hang with that crowd. I thought it seemed pretty fun. Like, the camera is a little bit weird because it, like, stays pretty locked on his back. I guess in a sense, maybe a little bit like Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's like such a cheap move. I guess it's okay. It goes back. Okay. I was going to say, if you pick the wrong path, like you're screwed type thing.
Yeah, I was reading about that, Retro Morgan. So did you know that, I mean, I didn't know that Croc was developed by Argonaut Software. And apparently it was like pitched to Nintendo as like
a Yoshi game.
Like, let's make a 3D Yoshi game. Mm-hmm. And apparently they sounded interested, but just end up turning it down. And apparently this was, like, before Mario 64 and stuff. Like, it almost makes you wonder if their prototype inspired Mario 64. But yeah, I thought it seemed kind of good, so I kind of want to get that. I really is a joke. Just because I've made fun of the PlayStation Classic for having this, but to be fair, I had never played it. But I put Cool Borders 2 in here, which seems pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, the aesthetics of the game are really obnoxious.
Ooh, look at that background. That looks pretty good.
And it is not fun.
Do you see that? That looks pretty good, doesn't it? That water?
I mean, not really.
Really?
I mean, maybe it's not conveying that well on the stream?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's okay.
I think it looked pretty good.
Oh, no. I've seen better waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what else we got going on here. Yeah, Cool Boris 2 does not seem good. Chocobo's Dungeon 2 didn't do a lot for me. I liked the Wii Chocobo Dungeon quite a bit, actually. I think this was Capcom versus SNK, which I obviously don't know how to play. Crash Team Racing seemed decent. Chocobo Racing is in here, but I have Chocobo Racing, so that's... The Chocobo Racing disc is physically in this as well. Oh, Bubsy 3D's in here?
Gotta have it.
GTA 2 is in here, which, like, it's actually kind of a neat-looking game, like, the way everything, like... rotates and the perspective and everything, yeah. But it tears like crazy. Like, there's like some crazy screen tearing going on. Hot Shots Golf 2, which, like, I mean, it's kind of crazy, like, the controls are exactly the same as, like, what I'm used to on the PSP.
Oh, God, that's so cheap.
Do you need to pee? Do you need to go pee? Let's go pee.
All right, chat, you're stuck with me playing very poorly. Is that even possible to make it through that space right there? Come on. I thought I was doing pretty good there for a minute, but no, I guess not. I beat two whole levels. Maybe I'll pick something else after this. Or, yeah, I mean, I guess it's almost 11. I thought I had potential of, like, maybe I will surprisingly make it close to the end this time, but nope.
I tried the Fear Factor games, which are interesting. Like the backgrounds are like these, they're anime.
Oh, yeah. I have the first one.
They're very compressed.
Yeah. And it kind of has kind of a cel-shaded look to it.
Yeah, sort of cel-shaded looking.
But it was, like, kind of before cel-shading was, like, a real thing.
Yeah. It doesn't... Visually, they don't look too good in video, especially because, like, they're kind of... they're letterboxed.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got, like, information above and below the game window.
I see.
But what's interesting is that the screen transition, there's no hitch at all on the screen transitions. Like, I'm assuming that's not just because of the SIO. Because to be entirely honest, I don't think that the load times are that significantly reduced. You'll
right.
see in the video and judge for yourself. So I don't think the fact that there's no hitch between screen transitions has anything to do with, you know, the SD card. It was interesting because there's always like a little hitch, you know. It's just like it freezes for a second on screen transition. Almost any pre-rendered background. What is it, Steve? You need me to throw something? You're getting rowdy tonight. Probably because you were being lazy on the couch all day. What else? Tenchu 2.
Not nearly as good as the first one, for sure. Tenchu 2 was definitely a big letdown when it came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the reason for that?
I just don't think it's as fun.
Is it the same developer?
I don't know. I don't think so. But then the original developer came back for the third one, and the third one's pretty good, as far as I know.
No, I didn't know which one was considered good. I've seen a good bit of the original Tenchu played. A friend had it. Mm-hmm.
I like the original Tenchu.
Yeah, I want to get it someday. Let's see. What else we got in here?
It's got a lot of memorization here.
I played some Mr. Driller because I know John Linneman is a big fan of that. I don't know about this version specifically, but it seemed like something I could get into. What was strange, though, was its 480i.
Wait, what was?
Mr. Driller.
Oh.
480i.
Interesting.
I mean, it definitely looks like a game that should
There's two versions of it, isn't there? Like, I think I have one that's, like, not the one that's, like, the good one they have.
I don't know. I have no idea what I played. Power Slave is also in here.
Oh.
It's really funny. Like, this is total accident. But, like, the gun in this Power Slave clip fires three times, and it, like, is timed exactly to, like, these three words that I'm, like, emphasizing.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Like, I forget why I say let me listen to it. I say, like, I'm talking about, like, how the game is ripped, and sometimes, like, it's in this bin queue pair.
Mm-hmm.
So I say bin queue pair, I emphasize all three words, and the guy's like, bin queue pair. A total accident.
That's funny.
I didn't notice it until later.
we try to have that stuff happen. Isn't there certain times where we've, like, tried to edit it where, like, a character in-game is speaking and we've, like...
Where it looks like
they're saying what we're saying?
Yeah, you did it with that cigar guy on the Super SD System 3 episode.
Oh. what game did I do it with?
I don't know what game it was. There was, like, a picture of this. It's like this animated cutscene of this guy with a cigar. And you're like, more on that in a bit. And he's got the cigar.
That's right.
And I did that with the Nintendo Switch Online episode. Like, in the setup before the Nintendo Switch stuff, like, you gave me a clip from Bad Dudes. And it's got the...
President Ronnie.
It's got the guy saying, you know, are you a bad enough dude? And I intentionally edited it, like, his mouth to, like, move.
With what I was saying, right?
Maybe it was your segment. That was your segment, yeah. Yeah.
Just so everybody in the chat knows, you know, we get a big kick out of, like, doing stupid stuff in the edit like that. So there's, like, a lot of, like, secret little things in there episodes that you might not even know, but we are only doing it for our own amusement. But if you look up Super System SD3, you'll see that. Where it's like the cigar guy. I don't remember what game it was from, though.
I didn't realize this when I recorded. I just recorded an FMV clip from Parasite Eve.
Mm-hmm. Have you played
it? I used to, and I've been meaning to pick it up again, because, I mean, it's like a $20 game.
Yeah.
It's not expensive.
Oh, it's not? Okay. And it's fairly short, too.
I think it used to be more expensive, but it's a $20 game. I see it not infrequently, but like when I've seen it lately, it's got like a cracked case or something.
Yeah. Is the second one more expensive?
I don't know. I've never played the second one, but I was surprised. Like, I've got like a memory card, like with a save like 3 hours into it.
Into the second one?
No, into the first game.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I played a little bit of it, but like I don't remember why. I just wasn't really feeling it. So I sold it. I think maybe I didn't like the battle system. I can't remember. I think I mentioned last week, I've got the Contra Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Clip in here, and I thought it seemed fine.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said it seems fine, but it's like Legacy of War is like, it's really bad.
Legacy of War is pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I thought it seemed fine, though. Like, next time I see it, I'll probably get it. Doom is pretty good.
Yeah.
The PS1 Doom. Like, I wish the non-longbox one, the non-longbox, non-greatest hits one wasn't, like, super expensive.
Yeah, that's right, because you can't do that, can you?
I've got a clip from Dead or Alive in here, and like I pull off this like kind of cool set of moves that like looks like I know what I'm doing, but I just was hitting buttons. You know, I'm not that impressed by Castlevania Chronicles.
Right, because the dithering, right? It's just also...
Well, the dithering is weird. It's got a weird dither. Because the dithering is, like, burned into the backgrounds. So, instead of the dither just being an overlay over the screen... Yes, Sam. Instead of the dither just being kind of laid over the screen, like, it's part of the background. So, it scrolls with the background,
mm-hmm.
which looks awful. That's not why, though. It just, I mean, the music is kind of bad.
Well, you can actually use, there's different soundtracks.
I know. I think I tried both.
I think I tried both, which I think is pretty good.
Maybe I didn't try both. I can't remember. Yes, Sandy. Yes. Come here. Calm down.
See, that's right there. Is like, that's one of the reasons, like, I don't think I could have a dog. And it's like when they can't, like, just can't.
But barking doesn't bother me. It's whining that bothers me. I don't like whining. You whine sometimes, don't you, Sam? I don't like it. I mean, if she's running around and, you know, playing with her toys and having a good time, that doesn't bother me, because that means she's going to be sleepy. it's kind of off. Like, I thought I would like it more than I do. It feels off brand.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like I can beat this, not like tonight, but I think if I'm gonna keep this on my now playing list, I think.
Yeah, you should. I played a irritating stick, which is like, I mean, I always just remember that from me and a friend, like, reading
What's the Japanese name for those kind of games?
It is, I mean, it's like some super long thing, because it's based on a game show. It didn't seem like the most horrible concept for a game.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun idea.
Kudelka, I already mentioned those. Let's see. I definitely want to get Busted Move 4. I thought, I mean, just from very brief testing, I thought Jade Cocoon seemed like it had potential.
That's, is that a Jellico game?
I don't think so. Let me check.
There's two of those, too. There's a sequel.
Yeah, but it's not on PS1, I don't think, right?
Yeah, I think two is on PS2, I think.
Yeah.
Jade Cocoon. I mean, there were so many, like, weird RPGs on the PS1. Just, like, I always think of that, and I think of, like Shadow Madness. I have Shadow Madness. Which is, like...
This one, it was published by Crave.
Okay, but they... I mean, Crave was, like, a... they were just a publisher. I mean, they...
Right. It was developed by,
because Crave, I think, published Genki. Shadow Madness.
It was developed by Genki, or Jinky. I don't know how you would say it.
Okay.
But I thought that seemed kind of interesting. I kind of wanted to play it a little more. Like it was kind of a decent looking game. Although the battles have like a weird sort of motion blur sort of effect that was kind of weird, but has like pre-rendered backgrounds. I played, I didn't end up using any clips from it, but because it wasn't very interesting looking, but I played Galarians.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the opening. Oh man, let me bring up the clip because it was. I want to see exactly what the dialogue was because I thought it was hilarious. Let's see. Like, I mean, are you familiar with Galarians? Like, what it is?
Kind of.
I mean, it's like. I guess it's. I think it's like a sci-fi horror game. I think it's three discs. It's got pre-rendered backgrounds. And I think there's a Galarians 2 on PS2. I don't know if they're really considered very good. Let's see, where is that clip? Man, I tried Fighting Force and Fighting Force 2.
2 is like completely different.
Yeah, it's very different.
But 1 is a brawler, and 1 was like going to be like a Streets of Rage.
Right. I didn't think it was very good though. I've been interested in it. But I wasn't feeling it. I didn't use any clips from it. 2 was like, it's got kind of good animation, but I was just like so bad at controlling it that there's like no gameplay that's good enough to use in the video.
Right.
It seemed interesting though. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Here, I got to find what this guy says. I just thought it was so funny. Let me see if I can bring this up in like a quotes.
The Japanese documentary is not. I mean, it has shmup elements, shooting game elements in it. Ugh.
I don't think anyone has compiled a list of quotes. But he says, it was like these two scientists talking, like they're like experimenting on the main character in the beginning of the game. And he goes, administer the Nalcom. And he goes, but sir, won't that kill his brain cells? What does it say? It's just, I don't know, the way he says it, it's just funny. Let me listen again. He says, administer the Nalcom. But sir, won't that kill brain cells and prove fatal? It might, but we must follow the Clay Chief's orders. And the other guy goes, okay.
Well, what else is he going to say?
I just listen again. He doesn't just say okay. He goes, okay then. It's like, but sir, won't that kill brain cells and prove fatal? Okay then.
It's not that big of a deal.
We must follow the Clank Chief's orders. Okay then.
Is the game for the Japan Dock announced yet? It is.
Kind of.
Hopefully, we'll be able to say something this week. I mean, you never know. I mean, maybe
I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
Or it might be a long time.
Probably not.
Well, not a long time. No. Like, maybe a. Probably within a month or so, we can probably say it's the longest, I would say.
Can anybody in the chat confirm if this is like actually the last level, or is this the second to last level? I feel like this might. I finished all the selectable levels, and now I'm on in the center stage right now.
I've never played Ligaia 2, but I've played. I had for a time the first Ligaia, and I actually played a little bit of it, and it's in the video. I thought I would like it, but I just could not get into it. But I've never played the second Ligaia.
What is it called? Like Dual Saga Ligaia 2?
I don't know.
I'm gonna fly inside this ship, aren't I?
I've got some Metal Gear Solid VR missions in here, which I had never played before.
I knew I was gonna fly inside of it.
The opening FMV, the pre-title FMV of that is hilarious. Like it, like cuts several times, like three or four times throughout this FMV to like the title screen. It like says press start and everything. It's not even like a special version of the title screen. It's just like cuts to like this compressed FMV version of the title screen for some dumb reason. But it's got good music. It's got that Metal Gear Solid 2 music in it.
Uh-oh. I think it might be the last level right now.
Really?
That's the Orin base. Target no data. Weak point no data.
I mean, this isn't Infinite Continues, is it?
No. I'll see how many continues I have in a sec. I bet you I have two continues left. Yep, I have two continues left. But I mean, if I can make it this far.
Yeah, you can do it pretty easily, I'd say.
I mean, now that
I thought Breath of Fire 4 has, like, kind of a neat art
I
style.
Love the intro, like the FM, like the music and the FMV opening FMV of that, it's so short, but I love that music.
It's got a cool kind of almost like pastel color palette to it.
Yeah, and it's one of those games where you kind of play as the bad guy you switch.
Yeah, I noticed. I mean, it sure seemed like the bad guy anyway. Have you beaten it?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, it's like right in the beginning, it like cuts to where you like play as this like super powerful god guy.
Yeah, Fulu, I think his name is.
Something like that. Sandy, you've tore this up. I'm gonna have to throw it away.
Oh, there's an extra ship back there. I don't know, it's weird, like, I kind of, like, I'm surprised that I'm, like, actually, like, right here. But
yeah, I mean, you could probably do this tomorrow if you want to.
Yeah, I got it. It's definitely going to be, it's not going to leave my now playing, though.
Yeah.
At this point, like, I don't know if I'll have time to do it tomorrow.
Did you see that there was some backloggery downtime this week?
No. What happened?
Well, there was a database error, and so I think I don't know exactly when it happened, but I want to say I think a version was restored from like Tuesday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you didn't make any changes since then.
Oh, I haven't.
I forget it was Tuesday or last Thursday that the backup was restored from. Oh no, I mean I might not know all the details actually. I might be wrong on exactly when the restore point was. I think he tried to do a repair, but it was not repaired entirely correctly, so he just restored.
Dang.
I think
was it a stressful kind of moment?
I don't know. I mean, there's regular backups done, so.
Dang it.
Oh, was that it?
No, I got one more continue left.
No data.
Give it one more shot. Like, I feel like this is within the realm of possibility, for sure. Just kind of a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Because that does not usually happen.
Man, those missiles, like, cover the floor and ceiling pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely the thing to use here, for sure. It would be a rare occurrence if I was able to finish it, but I'm not going to. I mean, it would be a rare occurrence for me to actually finish like two games in one stream. I don't think it's ever happened outside of Marathon.
I don't know.
Much less two shooters. I mean,
yeah.
I got the extra life this time though. I mean, even though like Truxton, you know, I didn't. Just kind of inched my way through it, but I'm not saying it was like easy or anything like that.
Oh, definitely not. Did not seem like it.
We'll see. We'll see how this goes. I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. It would be a pleasant surprise. I wonder if the Japanese version is considered easier than the American version.
Oh, you've got the Japanese version. Yeah. I guess the American one is expensive or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both like fairly expensive, just in general.
Did you got this while we were in Japan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm raking up the extra lives.
Hush. No fussing.
Sandy, though.
Sandy makes a sneaky cameo in, in this episode. I'll be interested to see who notices her. Because it's pretty subtle. I didn't even realize she was there until I looked at the footage. It's pretty subtle. It's definitely not where your eye is going to be looking in the shot.
Hopefully the last boss is not too difficult.
Now you're making it sound like you've got a little hope.
It's kind of falling apart now. Not really, but I mean, it is kind of. I mean, it's another one of these. I feel like there's going to be multiple stages to this. It's not giving me the warning. This does not seem like a last boss. Just another gate. There's gonna be like multiple sections to it. It's stressful. I guess we'll see. Here we go, emergency.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Like, how was I supposed to even know that was gonna happen?
Those are kind of some lo-fi looking shields he's got.
Yeah. Can I just get all up in his stuff here? No.
Don't get too experimental.
I know. I don't know if I did it. I got an extra life. Oh, nope. That's one more level.
Oh.
It might just be a boss, though.
That'd be nice. I like final bosses being their own level.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of that concept.
I don't know. I just beat this thing, but I got another extra life, so I don't feel like that was actual. It's going to be like a boss rush or something.
You can get extra lives on final bosses.
There we go. I mean, here's another emergency.
Another emergency.
Yeah, I'm just another one. Oh,
that looks like it. That looks like it could be the real final. That's the core.
Oh. No, it died, and now it's like gave me another extra life. Oh, but it took control. Is it going to do it? Did I do it?
Oh.
I think I did it. Mission complete. Mission complete bonus.
Look at those red and blue stars. It almost looks like they're supposed to be like 3D or something. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe I did that either. I was like falling apart like on the third level or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you were all like, there's no way anyway, but I'll just keep this on my now plane for now.
Look at the scaling.
Oh man.
Look, that's actually like some almost SNES style scaling.
Yeah, that's, I'm not sure how they did that.
Can't believe it.
Two shmups in one night.
I know. The thing about shmups is like I love playing them, but they're always very scary to me in terms
I mean, yes. That's I think they're very scary too. That's why I don't play them much.
the planet Thorn.
Thorn
could no longer control the huge amount of energy that it accumulated after he lost his owner. The Emperor Own had been disturbing the union of the Milky Way for a long time. What was his true character? It was a huge biocomputer which had been made in the beginning of the space age. Well, you know, this is a Japanese version. The ending's in English.
Oh, yeah. Besides, his computer brain was developing extraordinary,
and he began to have his own will. He denied the existence of human beings and finally exercised the program to kill the whole human race.
Whoa.
As evidently human beings would give him the idea. Therefore, human beings should think of the meaning deeply.
Anyway,
the war is over. A peaceful time came soon. It might be for a short time. Human beings, think about what you have done. After the important mission was over, was completed, Styx turned over his airframe to the base and base fellows waiting for them. The base fellows, Jean and Shelley, you might aware of the real meaning of true peace. But anyways, the war was over.
The war is over. I feel like I've walked away from this game with some spiritual growth.
Yes. human beings, think about what you have done.
Yes, Andy. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Oh, we get like a little...
Corey has not played RE2 Make, as I like to call it. But I beat Leon's game, and after I finish the PSIO episode, I'm planning to continue and play Claire's game this week. It is excellent.
Can't believe it. And now I can get back to focusing on Puyo Puyo Tetris. I'm halfway through the story mode.
I can't believe you got that far so fast.
Like, look at that bearded guy. He's like all up. He's like whispering like right in his ear. He's like, hey. He's like, think about what you've done.
Think about what you've done, humans. Learn the meaning of true peace.
Yeah, have you learned the meaning of true peace?
Anyway, the war was over.
Tomomi Otani, is he like the sound guy in this? He's the current audio lead in for the Sonic games.
Oh, really? Anyway, the stream was over.
Anyway. That was a pretty decent ending, actually, really.
Yeah, I mean, there was... I feel like someone poured their heart and soul into it.
No, it's not a lockup. I can't believe... I'm shocked. It's a good game, though. It's good. I can see myself coming back and playing it more often. And, you know, it's a pretty breezy game. If I didn't get stuck, you know, I feel like you could play through this in, like, 20 minutes. Not even.
It could be
my Castlevania.
What? Your once-a-month game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still need to play Ninja Gaiden 3 for February.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, it's... I guess it's a little bit further into the month. It's a shorter month. UN Squadron is a really hard game, and it's super long.
Yeah, I am very scared of that game.
Do you own it?
I mean, I do.
It's a good game. It's a game that you got to practice on, though. For sure.
I mean, you can grind for lives, but like I got access to the grinding levels only once, and I did terrible. So.
All right. Well, everyone should look for the PSIO episode tomorrow.
Unless something catastrophic happens, I mean, I'm right at the end of editing. Yeah. That, so.
And it's not too long. It's like, what is it, like 17 minutes or something like that? It's just been kind of a slog for you.
It's just kind of been like, I don't know, just not, I mean, you know, it. I just kind of go through how it works, but it's just not been a very interesting subject to create, but I think, you know, it'll be worthwhile information for everyone. But
yeah.
And you know, I had a couple of freelance projects that came up that just kind of got in the way, and it kind of made it just tough changing gears back and forth, you know.
We got a $10 donation from Adam Jenkins.
Ooh.
He says, anyway, good game, Corey. Anyway.
Thank you. Anyway.
Thanks
for the donation.
Anyway, thanks.
Think about what you've done, Adam Jenkins. This very kind thing you've done. Think about it.
But yeah, I mean, the hope is, like, now that the Japan thing is, like, done. And I guess kind of a cool thing about having the Japan thing done is that, depending on when we get to release it, it's like done. And it's just gonna be sitting there until we can release it. So that gives us.
It's kind of two things.
It was only meant to be one, but I was able to get a kind of a second video out of it. It's basically just like an edited interview, but like it's about 40 minutes. But it is something that we felt that.
It's lots of cool information for people who are interested in.
Yeah.
And a specific game or series of games. Yes.
But it, you know, it's something that I was not going to do anything. Like, it was just going to be, like, in the main.
But there's so much information, and most of that had no place in the main video.
Exactly.
So it's information you just thought you wanted to put out.
Yeah. And I so that's kind of nice to just have that as, like, as a backup as well.
You know, right, so that gives us some extra time to work on some.
Yeah, numbers. I mean, because now, like Fantasy Star, I'm very excited to do this Fantasy Star. I have I have a good portion of a script, and I've thought about, I found it really inspiring to watch John's Contra video today. It's kind of like, oh, you know, like I can, this gives me a kind of a feeling of what, you know, like what the Fantasy Star video is going to be like a little bit. So it got me really excited about. Writing something that doesn't have to be feel like this epic thing.
Yeah.
I guess. So.
Alright, well.
Alright. Anyway.
So look for a video tomorrow and
we'll see you next week.
Well, we'll see you
and
next
Sunday.
And who
knows, maybe this would be a good week to get back into our midday streams on Twitch now that we're easing up.
Both kind of free.
Yeah.
Well, so, think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
later.
Thanks for all the donations, everyone who hung out. And we'll see you next week. Good night.